Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is
Greater Boston.
Tyrell. Hi.
Hi. Oh. Dipshit.
Hello, Tyrell.
It's Freed now. Freed. Friend. I mentioned I was meeting you and he asked to come. I hope you don't mind.
No. It's fine. You two talk now?
Not on the regular. But it happens.
A lot has happened.
Well, sit down, please. What I need to say is personal, but it involves Freed Friend, too, so I guess it's appropriate that he's here. I need to apologize to you, Gemma. It's my fault you got fired from Third Sight.
I thought Freed filed a complaint.
I did. If anyone's to blame, it's me.
Yeah.
Yes, Freed filed the complaint, but I wrote the report, and I may have exaggerated a bit.
Really? You? Tyrell Fredrickson, the Boy Scout of Third Sight Media, lied in a report?
At the time, I cared very much about Freed's opinion of me. I felt a deep need for a friend, and I had hoped he might be that friend. So I wanted to do something to make his life better. And I thought about how freeing him from you would make his life better, and I thought about how it would make my life better, but I didn't think about what it would do to your life. I chose not to care. And I've been regretting it ever since.
Really? Because I sure haven't.
You haven't?
Tyrell, I was miserable. I hated working at Third Sight, but I couldn't muster the nerve to leave. And whatever your report said probably wasn't that big a lie. I wasn't nice to you. And I was fucking awful to Freed. I mean, he kind of deserved it. Like, I had a lot of really good reasons why he drove me up a wall. But I was his boss, our relationship was entirely professional, and I owed him a level of respect as his boss. Instead, I took a whole lot of my own misery out on everyone. I'm not going to say what you did was ethical. Like, if Third Sight was still around, I could probably go for a wrongful termination suit or whatever. But no bullshit. My life is nothing but better for it. And more important, the lives of everyone around me are better. Because I'm not dragging them all down into my shit with me anymore.
So, you forgive me?
Do you really need me to?
I do. I really need you to. But I understand that you're not obligated.
I forgive you, Tyrell. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Gemma. Thank you. And I forgive you too, though it hadn't occurred to me to be mad. Not anymore.
You also bamboozled me with donuts while you locked all your coworkers in the break room so you could enact a criminal heist of Third Sight property. The publisher held me personally responsible. I received an especially sternly worded missive via the tube as a result.
Yeah, I feel okay about that, though.
What, really?
That's fair, I suppose. You did offer me friendship and loyalty. and I didn't appreciate it. I abused it. When I took Gemma's place in the hierarchy, I took it all. It felt good. But it shouldn't have. I'm sorry too, Tyrell. Truly.
Thank you, Freed. That means a lot. It really does. But I'm still glad I bamboozled you.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know the story yet.
I really think there was something about Third Sight. Nobody could be their best self there. Except for Michael Tate. For some reason, I don't know why, but he was immune.
He had help.
From who?
Leon Stamatis. That's a whole other story.
Okay. But I think you know what I mean. Something about that place brought out the worst in all of us.
It did.
Even my family said so. It worried them. The person I was becoming while I was there.
Well, you know what? Good riddance to Third Sight. For all our sakes.
Yeah, you're right.
Agreed.
This is good. I'm glad we did this.
Me too.
You know what? I am too. We don't have to be friends now, though, do we?
No, certainly not.
Hardly necessary.
Thank God. In that case, I propose we spend the next 10 minutes or so enjoying a nice, long, awkward silence while we finish our tea, then head on our way.
Although...
I mean, sure.
I wouldn't mind if we were friends after this.
It seems the fates keep throwing us together anyway. Might as well make the best of it.
It does seem like that, doesn't it? You know what? Yes, we're all friends now.
A friendship forged through Third Sight's gauntlet of evil omens and defilements.
And we are back. Jeff and I got a little slowed up while we were working on developing Podtails, which, thank you to everyone who came. You helped make it an amazing experience. But now our attention is back on scripting Season 4, which we hope to bring to you later this year. In the meantime, we hope you'll enjoy the mini-episodes that we will be giving you every month until that time. Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. This episode featured performances by Lydia Anderson as Gemma Linzer Coolidge, Arun Sanuti as Tyrell Fredericks, and James Capobianco as Freed Friend Paletti. Charlie on the MTA, recorded by Emily Peterson and Dirk Teedy. Transcripts are available online at greaterbostonshow.com. And you did get a really sternly worded missive.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Stern.
I did. I still remember some of the turns of phrase in that sternly worded email, or sorry, missive via tube.
Outtakes.
Yeah. 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 That's part of why we leave it running.
Yeah.
Get great outtakes.
Third Sight.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
And we're going to look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window. And the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.